Om Shanti. 1st of June 2019, Saturday. Today's slogan. When the Father's face is visible through your face, completion will then take place. When the Father's face is visible through our face, then completion, samapti, will take place. Face is a very important thing in human body, or rather the most important thing. They say that a face is the index of mind, and eyes are the mirrors of soul. Face is the index of mind and eyes are the mirrors of soul. And this has been used by psychologists and people down the ages to know the person from his face. How the person is, you can know from the face of that person. Not just human being, look into the eyes of animals. Even they reveal many things. Just look into the eyes of a goat who is about to be slaughtered. You will see pain. You must have seen that vehicle like a tempo with strings, bars like this, and inside lot many hens, and they are going to the butcher shop, to the meat shop, and they all are about to be killed. So you can see that tempo, that vehicle, and they all hens are here, cocks or hens. So look into their eyes, you will see pain, suffering. So, and look into the eyes of animals who are well nourished, well pampered or taken care of, and they are very faithful and loyal to their masters. They reveal happiness. So even animals' faces, they tell their mindset. The inner feelings are revealed, the inner emotions are revealed by looking at the face of the person. How is he? So the face reveals a lot. That's why there are people who try to hide their inner feelings, and they put on, in English there is one word, poker face. What is poker face? Poker face means emotionless face. Means you are feeling hurt inside, but you don't want to show it from outside. So they put on a poker face. One is angry within, one doesn't want to reveal that anger. Poker face. Poker means no expressions. Poker means emotionless face, a bland face, a plain face. So they put on this poker face. So, Baba is saying this face reveals many things. Outside bodily expressions are the result of inside mind's feelings. For example, if one is angry, the hands are ready to fight. For example, when one is angry in the hands, the tongue is ready to hurl curses, abuses, slanders. When one is angry, the hands, the tremor, there is a redness in the eyes, and the heart rate increases. So everything that is happening within is revealed somewhere on the surface. Jealousy somewhere, will be revealed on the face. Somebody has stolen something and somebody wants to hide it, so he will be fearful. If there is a fear in the heart, the fear would be revealed. Patient will have tremors, patient will have contracted face and many other things. From that you can know. Patient is feeling uneasy, so you can know from the surface that he is not well. Person is depressed at heart, you can know from the face he is not interested in anything. Absolutely, psychology mentions one word, anhedonia. Anhedonia means total loss of interest in everything. Person sinks in absolute out and out depression, where there is no interest in any activity of the world. So such a stage of anhedonia comes. Such a stage of old English mentions melancholia. Nowadays psychology doesn't use this word melancholia. Melancholia means low mood. Persistent, long lasting, chronic low mood. It cannot even be called depression. But it is low mood. One is not very much inclined to do anything active. Very dull, just like that. Not very much depressed, but yet depressed. So, from the face you get to know so many things. That's why they talk about face reading. Face reading means look at the person and know what is he, how is he, what is his nature, what is his mood. And astrology, what is his future. They look at the child in cradle and they proclaim what is going to become. Like in case of Buddha, they looked at him and his horoscope and they said either he would become an emperor or sannyasin, any one of the two. But out of the 20 astrologers who had come there and who predicted this thing, not only one, but 20 were called, where Buddha would, this child Siddhartha, that he is going to become emperor or sannyasins. So everybody said these two options. But there was one astrologer, he said, no way. He is never going to become an emperor. He has to become, because he has come for that purpose. So one was very sure that he will become only and only a renunciate, a sannyasin. And he became. And that's how he is going to rule the hearts. So, looking at the face, one knows many things. For example, the person is in love. So you can know from his face that he is in love. What? So this is the positive aspect, that everything good is revealed. Everything bad is also revealed. As I said, anger, lust, vice. This everything is revealed on the face. But sometimes this can be deceptive also. As I said, poker face means people have, like actors, they can act anything. They sometimes show they are very happy, sometimes very angry. So that's in picture, in films, in cinema. But what about their internal lives? So they have that skill. So they can use that skill even in their internal lives. Even if they are angry, they may not show. Even if they are in love, they may not show. Because they know how to show and they also know how to hide. So hiding one's emotions, but no matter how much you hide, they can be revealed on the face. So now the question is, Baba is saying, father's face should be visible through your face. So he is ever happy. This is his face and this is our face. The hair, no. So his face should be visible on your face. So first of all, what is visible on his face? What do we see on the face of Father Brahma? Cheerfulness. He is happy. From his face you can know that inside He is cheerful. Contentment. From his face you know that this man is contented. As if he doesn't need anything. He is happy. He has got everything. As if he is king within. Carefreeness. Nishchintata. Look at the face of Brahma and you know that he doesn't need anything. He is carefree. He is not worried. He is not in stress. He is not in tension. In spite of doing everything, he is leading a very carefree life. Divinity. You can see the sparkle of divinity on his face. His face is not ordinary. There is a tinge of divinity. There is a streak of spirituality there hidden. So, streak of divinity or the sparkle of divinity, the shine of divinity is on his face. When you look at him, you feel there is an intoxication on his face. He is intoxicated. He is lost in love, lagan, magan. Inside, he is lost in love. His face reveals a deep intoxication. This is not the intoxication, a worldly intoxication. This is the divine intoxication, which his face reveals. A divine intoxication. His face reveals a combination of seriousness and entertainment. Entertaining nature as well as a deep seriousness, a deep introversion. As if he is introverted deeply. Though he is on the... His face also reveals as if he is here and yet he is not here. He is amongst everyone, yet he is not here. He is there, but he is not there. He is seeing, but he is not seeing. He is listening, but he is not listening. He is in the body, but he is still out of the body. So you get to see him in that stage. When you look at his face, they remind you of angels. And this is the experience not of one, but many people. Because even those who have not seen him, who had not seen him, even after the demise of Brahma, many people saw him in their dreams and they said that they saw an angelic face. So his face reveals angels, angelic presence. Why his face is revealing all this? As I said, face reveals only those things and one more most important. His face reveals purity. His face reveals impeccable purity. Uncontaminated, unadulterated, untouched, spotless. Absolutely pure, sacred, sacrosanct. Or whatever number of adjectives you want to add, you can add. So, there is such divine purity which is visible on his face. So, whatever we mentioned, everything which is on his face is visible. Why? Because it is there inside. As I said, this is mind and this is face. If face is revealing cheerfulness, there has to be a deep cheerfulness within. Person is not given to complaints. Person is not unhappy within. There is a full of happiness. So there is a happiness inside, there is a happiness outside. Outside happiness is just the reflection of inner happiness. There is an inner contentment and so that is why there is an outside contentment. There is an inner divinity, that's why there is an outside divinity. There is an inner purity, that's why there is outside purity. There is an inner carefreeness, that's why there is an outside carefreeness. There is an inner intoxication. That's why there is an outside intoxication. There is an inner stage of lost in love. That's why person looks lost in love from outside. So what you see on the surface is coming from within. This is the tree. This is the roots. This is the outside appearance. This is the inside. And even this is deeper. If you draw an iceberg, this is the iceberg. This is the water, and this is the iceberg. This is 10%, this is 90% is hidden. What you are seeing, happiness, that is just 10% of 90% happiness within. What you are seeing on the surface, it's the 90% of what's happening within. Because inside, something should be more than what is outside. This should overflow. Then only it will come out on the surface. Otherwise not. If there is a less happiness inside, this is the container, and one is half full of happiness. Okay, he might remain happy, but his happiness will not come out and will get revealed when it sprinkle and spread and radiate to others. So all the work, nothing has to be done on the face. Where one has to work? Underground. You don't have to work making the tree beautiful. Make the seed strong. Automatically keep on watering at the roots. Work on roots. So roots are these. Outside, a face of a yogi is seen. That yogi face is coming from the deep tapasya which is happening within. A stage of deep tapasya. And tapasya means a stage of, it's an inflamed stage. Tapasya means ignited heart. Tapasya means a heart which is burning, a spirit which is inflamed, ignited mind, ignited heart, ignited soul, in ignited consciousness is the stage of tapasya. When one is doing tapasya, one cannot feel sleepy at all. How will be one? Sitting in yoga, how will one look like? If one sits in yoga, a tapasvi is sitting in yoga, how should he look like? Sleepy? He has to be alert. Absolutely awakened consciousness. If the sleep is coming in the eyes, it's the stage of the sleepy consciousness. As I said, what is happening on the surface is happening inside. If one is falling here, probably mind is dozing off inside. So outside yogi face is the echo, is the reverberation, is the reflection, is the aftermath, is the result of what is happening within. So work at the roots. So work on contentment, on cheerfulness, all the divine virtues. This is a very deep internal process. Start working here and gradually things would start coming here. One can say that I am very happy inside, but people say you are depressed. People say to me that I am very depressed, but I am very happy inside. What about them? They say my face is only like that. Even though they may be like that, but just imagine a person who has just won the lottery. Even if his face is a poker face or he is always unhappy, sudden shine would come. Sudden happy news. That could be any news, spiritual news or material news. So, everything one has to work at a deeper level of consciousness. Everything that will happen here will come here. Floating on the surface, it will come. So work on happiness, work on contentment, work on cheerfulness, work on detachment. How much one is detached inside, how much vairag is within, the same vairag would be revealed outside. The person is interested in so many things of the world, fond of all the delicacies of the world, all the temporary pleasures of the world. Can you say that he is carrying vairagya within? Vairagya cannot remain hidden. Tapasya cannot remain hidden. Intoxication cannot remain hidden. If it is hidden, probably the quantity is less. Can a person who has drunk a lot of wine remain hidden? One has drunk a lot and he wants that nobody should know that I have drunk. Because once you get drunk, after some time things go out of your control. So you start staggering and you fall down and so many things happen. So it is impossible to remain hidden. When anything which is happening within is reaching higher platform, that has to come out. If there is a deep churning of knowledge going on inside, a day will come, then that knowledge will go out. It is impossible that that knowledge will stay in the heart of the person. It said in the life of Jesus Christ, suddenly he started speaking. From where that came? Earlier he was not speaking. As a child, nobody understood him. As a child, he was less calm. And suddenly disappeared for many years. And one day he appeared. And he came as a teacher. How come? And it also shows that 40 days he kept fast. As a tapasya. The starting of the Jesus Christ life. 40 days fast. And then Satan tempts him so many times there. And then he comes. And he starts speaking with authority. As if he is the spiritual teacher. And he's talking in front of all the aged people, all the pandits, Pharisees, in the synagogue, in those temples and everywhere, all of a sudden. Because something which is filled within for a long time, then that start coming out. So deep churning of knowledge, deep contemplation of knowledge, deeper experiences of yoga, deep happiness within. The happiness will spill out. It cannot remain. The heart is a container. Heart is a container. You feel anything, hate in the heart. A day will come, hatred will come out. Fill the heart with love. A day will come, love will come out. You feel anything, heart is a container. Whatever you feel it with jealousy. One day jealousy will come out. So, work on roots, fill with good thoughts, powerful thoughts, elevated thoughts, pure thoughts, and the same thing will come out, and the same thing will be revealed on the face. If it is still not getting revealed, probably I need to work more. If there are people who still feel impure thoughts after seeing me, probably I need to work more on purity. So, Baba is saying, face is the index of mind. Eyes are the mirror of souls. Baba says, when the Father's face is visible through your face, so whatever his face is, your face should become like that. And then completion will take place. Om Shanti.